Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We pray God's blessings on our worship service this second Sunday of Easter, sometimes referred to as Doubting Thomas Sunday. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear his word today. A few words on our worship service. Our opening hymn, as we heard in the prelude, number 470, O Sons and Daughters of the King. We'll sing the first five verses as our opening hymn, and we'll sing the rest of the verses as our office hymn. The Doubting Thomas narrative in John chapter 20 is our primary reading for the day. After our opening hymn, we'll pray Matins. That's on page 219 and following. For those of you that are worshiping with us on YouTube or on the internet, if you go to our church website, www.goodshepherdlincoln.org, an outline of the service and the propers of the day are included there. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, and we are filled with many doubts, many worries, many fears. Heavenly Father, some of us are closed up in our houses for fear of the germs that may be awaiting us outside. Some of us are closed up in our houses because we're on self-quarantine or forbidden to leave by the government authorities. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, and we need a word of peace, a word of hope, a word of life, a word of forgiveness. Heavenly Father, in the same way that you came to the disciples and later to Thomas, come to us today with your powerful, life-giving, life-changing word. Drive away all fear and connect us even closer to your Son, our risen Lord Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we worship and pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 470, verses 1 through 5.
We stand for the Order of Matins on page 219. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is our great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We sing together the introit printed on our bulletin.
Glory be to the Father. your spiritual milk of the word. Alleluia.
We are seated as we continue hymn 470, verses 6 through 9. Testament reading for the second Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews upon them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is not lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 John chapter 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe, God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Give to the Lord. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Today's gospel lesson is all about how people come to be Christians, how they come to believe. Our gospel lesson begins with the evening of the very first Easter. We see the disciples all gathered together into one place. But what emotion are they feeling that first Easter evening? What's their behavior tell us about them? They're afraid. They feel fear. It's kind of odd, isn't it? I mean, that morning, Peter and John had sprinted off to the tomb. They saw that the stone had been rolled away. They saw the empty place where Christ's body had laid. They saw the grave clothes folded up, even the face cloth set apart from the others. They saw all of these things, and yet, they didn't believe. Or as John says it, they still didn't understand the scripture. That's a first-person account from John himself. They didn't understand that Jesus had raised from the dead. And so they're still living in fear. They're still locked in. They still have the door barricaded to keep people out until they can figure out a way to escape and return to Galilee to hide the rest of their lives in fear. But then Jesus shows up. And Jesus calms those fears. How? He speaks his word, peace be with you. He shows them his side and his hands, his wounds from his crucifixion. Gaping holes where nails had pierced his hands, a jagged wound in his side where a spear had punctured his heart and lungs. And when the disciples hear Christ's word, they finally have peace. When they see his wounds, then they believe. How is it that wounds can give peace? It's kind of odd, isn't it? Don't wounds usually give us fear, trepidation, and uncertainty? Don't wounds oftentimes mean certain death? Can't words, even well-meaning words, leave us even more confused and afraid and terrified. Well, these are the wounds and words of Jesus. 700 years before the first Easter, Isaiah wrote that Christ's wounds would heal us. Peter, the eyewitness of the living wounds of Jesus, quotes those words in his own epistle. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. John, the eyewitness, records for us in the book of the Revelation, calling Jesus a lamb who had been slain. The wounds of Jesus, those wounds bring peace. And it's a peace that's not just for the apostles, it's for all the world, it's for you. And so it is that Jesus speaks his peace to the disciples a second time, saying, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And then he breathes the breath of life upon them. Their faith is made alive. Their relationship with God is restored. The Holy Spirit is poured out upon them. The authority by which they may now, as Christians, go out and forgive the sins of the world, just as called, ordained servants of Christ do in the divine service. In that action, we see what God wishes for the world. Forgiveness of sins earned by the wounds of Good Friday, declared by the words of Jesus to all the world. In those things, the wounds and words of Jesus, Christians are made. The church is called into existence, and you are saved. Yes, this gift comes to you through the wounds and words of Jesus as well. The body that was wounded? Well, from the altar you eat that body and you drink the blood that was shed in, with, and under bread and wine. The blood that poured from his side, you drink. The water that gushed forth from his side, you have been washed in the waters of holy baptism. And the word of Christ comes to you specifically each week in the divine service, in the hymns we sing, in the liturgy, in the declaration of the absolution, through the preaching of the word. God's word brings you Jesus. Through these means, the Lord's Supper, baptism, and the Word, the church of the resurrected Christ is called into existence. Fear is banished, and peace is delivered. These gifts are given so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And these gifts, they may even enter into the cold, closed, locked doors of your fearful hearts so that you may receive salvation free and clear from the Lord Jesus Christ. That brings us now to Thomas. Usually on this Sunday, Thomas gets a bad rap. As Pastor Poppy said at the beginning of the service, he's doubting Thomas. He refuses to believe unless he sticks his finger into the wounds of Jesus. Oftentimes, pastors preach this text by saying, "Don't be like Thomas." Ha! Thomas, just like you and just like the others, cannot believe unless he comes into contact with the word of Jesus and the wounds of Jesus. Even Peter and John, as we already talked about, did not believe the resurrection until Jesus showed up and spoke and showed them what had happened. And so it is that Thomas was not with the others that first Easter. But when Christ shows up again 8 days later, he gives Thomas the exact same treatment. Christ will not make Thomas a Christian by any other means than his words and his wounds. Because in those words and wounds, the gifts are given. Peace be with you, Christ says. See my hands and my side. Put your finger into the wound. Because by them, you have been healed. Look how your salvation has been won. And when Thomas hears Christ's word and comes into contact with his wounds, he confesses the truth. My Lord and my God, the wounds and words of Jesus again call a sinner into the Christian faith. Dear Christian, the same is true for you. The words and wounds of Jesus, that's why you believe. In this world, we have much fear. We're afraid, whether we admit it or deny it. The world is overwhelming. Sin surrounds us. Hurt, death, pain, sickness, isolation, suffering. Those things are everywhere, all the time. You lock yourself in. You harden your heart as Pharaoh did. You live for yourself. I have to take care of myself, my family. I have to protect them. It's up to me. I have to keep them safe and insulate them from the world. So we shut it out. And at times we separate ourselves from God's word, from the wounds of Christ, trusting in our own ingenuity, our own ability, our own thoughts and deeds. We neglect God's gifts. We're just like Peter and John after seeing the open tomb. We're just like the others who have locked themselves in out of fear of sin. Maybe we're even like Thomas in the beginning, saying, I could never believe. You notice who does the action in that statement? I could never believe. By saying those things, we're confessing a misunderstanding of faith, as if faith were our work, as if we make ourselves believe, as if we could by our own reason or strength create in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ or come to Him. But that's not the way things work. Is it? It's the words and the wounds of Jesus that make us Christian. That's how our life is restored. When the words and wounds of Jesus come, everything changes, even for us. Peter and John, they have their sins forgiven. The 12 are sent to deliver God's word to the nations of the world, even to sinners like you and me. Thomas confesses the truth that Jesus is God and Lord just like you do. In the words and in the wounds of Jesus, you become Christian. Your sins are forgiven. You are made alive by the breath of God. You confess rightly, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ his Son, and in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, and the communion of saints. You eat and drink the body and blood of Jesus, the food of heaven. You're baptized and washed in water and in the Word. The Holy Spirit in these things comes to you, thaws your cold, sinful heart, and brings you out of yourself to serve and love your neighbor with the very same Christian love Jesus shows to you. Fear not. Peace be with you. You're saved by the wounds of Jesus. So, rather than say, don't be like doubting Thomas. Let me tell you this on this morning. Be like Peter and John. Be like the 9 others. Be like Thomas. Let the word and wounds of Jesus delivered to you by baptism, the supper, the absolution, and preaching, let those things kindle faith within you so that you may live a life of hope and compassion without fear. Be like the disciples and let the words and wounds of Jesus forgive all your sins. Let Christ be your Lord and in response to his gifts, confess the truth that Jesus is your Lord and your God. Dear Christians, God's peace be with you. In the words and wounds of Jesus. And hear and trust. These things are given so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the very Son of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Our service now continues with the canticle, the Te Deum, found on page 223 in your hymnal, page 223. We sing.
We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you, cherubim and seraphim, continually to cry. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabbath. The majesty of humble army of martyrs praise you. The Holy Church throughout all the world has acknowledged you. The Father of infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and holy Son. Also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Of death, you open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let your mercy be upon us as our trust is in you. O Lord, in you have I trusted, let me never be confounded.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time, normally, we would participate in the rite of fellowship and pass the offering plates during this time of suspended worship services. Those things aren't an option for us. We do thank the members of Good Shepherd for their continued and consistent support. You can drop off your offering envelope at the church, drop it in the mail. We have made provisions on our website for PayPal and some other things as well, and we are thankful for that support. Special word of welcome for those outside of our fellowship that are worshiping with us today. We encourage you to support your home congregation during these difficult days, and we pray that God would drive this pestilence from us and restore us back to our normal worship opportunities. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. We continue with the Kyrie, middle of page 227.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people in Christ's church. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send the light of your truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful servants of Christ to advance the gospel, both at home and in distant lands. Today, we especially remember the Lutheran Church in the Dominican Republic and in Venezuela. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In your mercy, strengthen newly established congregations and support them in challenging times. Make them steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord, and let their faith and zeal for the gospel refresh and renew the witness of your people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the governor and legislature of this state, and all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. During these difficult days, help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Take from us all hatred and prejudice. Give us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increased among all peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, during this time of pandemic and people being homebound, bless the schools of the church and all colleges, universities, and centers of research and those who teach and work in them. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in both church and state, and that our common life may be conformed to the ways of your truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sanctify our homes with your presence and bless them with joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptism and enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and in all the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let your blessing be upon seed time and harvest, commerce and industry, leisure and rest, arts and culture of our people. Take under your special protection those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and be with all who put their hands to any useful task. Give them the just rewards for their labor and the knowledge that their work is a blessing in your sight. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity. Especially this day, we remember Kay, Janet, Norma, David, Sheldon, Barb, Marge, Jan, Rom, the family of Myron Myers, the family of Margaret Segrin, the family of Michelle Lysing. Bring consolation to those in sorrow. Have mercy upon those whom death draws near, and grant to all a measure of your love, taking them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, give us grace to trust you during this time of illness, distress, and pandemic. In mercy, put an end to this epidemic that afflicts us all. Grant relief to those who suffer, comfort all who mourn, sustain all medical personnel in their labors, and cause your people ever to serve you in righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth, who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints, and bring us at last to the joys of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Our closing hymn, number 482, this joyful Eastertide, 482.
Thank you.
is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. These are strange and difficult days. Sometimes the Sunday after Easter, the second Sunday of Easter, is referred to as Low Sunday because everybody goes to church on Easter and then maybe not so much the week after. Today brings a whole new meaning to Low Sunday as far as people being in God's house, not only here at Good Shepherd, but in houses of God throughout our country and throughout the world. We pray that God would drive this pandemic from us, that God would instill some basic common sense in our people and in our leaders. Our sanctuary holds 410 people, according to the state fire marshal, and I would like to think that we can seat lots and lots of people here, socially distanced every other pew, using the common sense of our people. I've been in contact with the governor's office this week and have encouraged them to consider that as we get closer and closer to reevaluating the 10-person limit in our state. And I hope and pray that these restrictions are eased very, very soon. We have tentatively set the date for junior confirmation for the day of Pentecost, Sunday, May 31st. And as long as we are in our time of suspended worship services, we will be offering our shut-in style communion like we did on Maundy, Thursday, and Easter. We will be offering that on the second Sunday of every month. The second Sunday of every month. I hope and pray we don't have to do it ever again, but if we do, you can make those plans accordingly. We had a Red Cross blood drive here at Good Shepherd earlier this week, thanks to all the volunteers, and especially Adam Mankin for putting that together. Everybody was safe and socially distancing, and it was a great blessing. There are many, many places that have had to cancel their blood drives, and I would encourage the people who are listening to seek out ways and opportunities to help your neighbor with the gift of blood during these particular days. Pastor, anything else? Vicar, anything else?
We have the new Higher Things devotions, if you'd like one, or a hymnal, or a Portals of Prayer, or whatever you'd like brought to you. I can drop it off at your doorstep, or I can bring it to you hand to hand.
Okay, thank you. And once again, even though our services are suspended, pastors are still making visits. It's really hard to get into the hospital or a nursing home right now, unless someone is on death's door. But if we can make a home visit, if you would like to come in and receive the Lord's Supper or private confession and absolution, just let us know, and we'll do our best to serve you in any way. As always, may your hope, your peace, your comfort, and your joy be in the fact that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.